In Berkeley, I'm Dennis Bernstein. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. And welcome back to the Election Protection Bulletin with investigative reporter Greg Palast, author of the best-selling Best Democracy Money Can Buy. I'm Dennis Bernstein. And Greg, welcome back.
Glad to be with you in studio.
In studio today. Glad to have you in person. Today we're going to explore the mystery of the absentee ballot, which you've written about in Billionaires and Ballot Bandits. But the absentee ballot can have a significant impact on who wins and who loses an election. And, well, what's the history of the ballot? Where does it come from?
Here's the thing. Yes, absentee ballots should have an effect on elections by counting them. The
exactly.
problem is that their big effect is that they don't get counted. So, ladies and gentlemen, advice number one, don't go postal. If you can avoid mailing in your ballot, if you're willing to stand the hassle of standing in line, preferably in early voting, do that. Why? Because I looked at the official figures when I was working with Bobby Kennedy, and we found that 488,000 absentee ballots generally don't get counted in a federal election. Now, MIT also looked at this. Some professors at MIT also looked at this. They say, no, my numbers are wrong. It's not about 500,000. It's 2.5 million absentee ballots get mailed in and never counted. And in their case, because they're also counting those where you're supposed to get your absentee ballot and it never arrives, okay? Now, how can they throw away your ballot? It's your ballot, right? You know, if you go in a voting booth, they don't say, take your ballot, rip it up in front of you and throw it in the garbage can. Actually, they do, but that's for another show. But but if you're mailing it in, you are asking for it. When next to the stamp, you ought to put, throw me away, please, because they're going to do it in about 1 in 7 ballots. Now, and very important, if it were random, it wouldn't matter, Dennis. The problem is that it's anything but random. The U.S. Civil Rights Commission has determined that about your chance of your ballot getting chucked, getting spoiled is their official term, is, I want to repeat this one from before, 900% higher if you're black than if you're white. 900% higher that your vote will be tossed in the garbage if you're black than you're white. They say, how do they know whose ballot it is? Excuse me, you've just put your return address on it, your name, your address, your zip code. You've signed your ballot if you're mailing it in. They know exactly who you are and where you're coming from. And here's the thing. How can they just throw out your ballot? It's real simple. You used a middle initial when you signed it, and you didn't register with a middle initial. They don't like your signature. It's a suspect signature, meaning someone else could have filled out your ballot. Now, did they go arrest this person? No, they just chucked your ballot. Did they tell you? No, they didn't. Only one state will tell you if your ballot was chucked, and that's Oregon.
So you don't even know if you never voted, if you were
right.
Disenfranchised. You don't have the slightest idea. You assume you voted.
You assumed you voted. You mail in your ballot, and you think, hey, man, this is just democracy like in the third grade when they count all the raised hands. Uh-uh. I just told you 500,000, by my count, 2.5 million absentee ballots chucked, according to MIT. Now, what are the things? Postage due. When you had a big ballot like California, postage due. Use the wrong envelope. And in some states, by the way, if this is your first time voting, you got to include your original birth certificate or your passport to prove that you are a citizen. You have to literally mail it to these guys and hope that they'll mail it back to you and that they'll like what you sent them and count your ballot, okay? I know a lot of people are really afraid of going to voting booths, especially with the new computer voting. They'll say, oh, they can steal my vote on a computer, so I'm going to mail it in. So you think someone's going to steal your vote by manipulating the software, but you'll mail it to them and they'll kindly open it and count it the way you want. Think again, Jack. Now, who falls for these dumb tricks? Now, let me give you another one. In the state of California, which is, by most accounts, one of the cleanest states, okay, there was a race for mayor of San Diego. Okay, Donna Frye was running as a write-in candidate. The Democrats didn't have a candidate, so she was the Democrat who had to be written in. And she won. Despite it was the biggest election ever won by a write-in candidate for a big city, San Diego. She won by the number of people who voted for Donna exceeded the number of people who voted for anyone else. But there was one problem, the bubbles, okay? if you signed as your preference and you actually wrote out Donna Frye for mayor, the Democratic candidate, but you didn't fill in the bubble next to her name, or you put a check or an X, but you didn't fill in the bubble next to her name, your ballot was thrown out. So even if you wrote in the name Donna Frye for writing candidate, you didn't fill in the bubble, it went out the window. Now, how can they do that? Because the Supreme Court, until Bush v. Gore, always had a rule that it's the intent of the voter that counts. Now, someone who writes in Donna Frye, what do you think their intent is? That they want to write in her name, but they didn't fill in the bubble. This is just one example. But now, since Bush v. Gore, they will come up with any little stinky trick, fly poop on your ballot, wrong signature, postage due, you name it, at least 500,000 votes down the toilet. Don't go postal.